Yo, hello everybody. Welcome to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all, where we talk about any and everything. Nothing is off limits. Today is December 31st. We are 5 hours away from 2022. Woo! You guys, no, seriously. So I've been drinking today, and I actually have my first ever live in the studio guest, which I'm very honored to have my best friend of over 15 years here and actually like seeing the little studio and you know.
Hey y'all.
This is Gabby G, y'all.
What's up?
Yes. And honestly, you guys, there's no script today. We're improvising this whole motherfucker. We're just gonna have fun. Just chop it up and
like Happy New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Like we hope you guys are having a grand old time. And like we're over here sipping our wine. So what are you guys sipping? What do you think?
What is this called? I forgot. It was a weird name.
What was that called?
This wine.
Oh, I got it right here. It is called, say it.
Gewürztraminer.
Wow. You said that so good, best friend.
No, I read a lot of...
Because this is giving German, different. And it's giving Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer.
Yeah, you pronounced it really well.
It's really good.
We were actually playing a wine tasting game, and we got two whites and two reds. The reds were terrible tasting.
Disgusting.
So nasty.
And I like red wine, and that was just
trash. She's a big fan of the red wine.
It was a red blend, which is usually amazing. Mm. Disgusting.
Yeah, they were just really dry, like they had no flavor, but... That pretty much sums up what we're doing. We're really just kicking it at the house, bicking back. Like, have you ever kicked it with your best friend? Oh my God, we're going to go into the New Year stories. Have you ever kicked it with your best friend on New Year's, but like, you guys don't do anything?
Because we have.
On how many occasions, best friend?
What is this going to be, 2022? So maybe since like 2017, 2018, something like that.
Well, I know for sure since then we haven't done anything, but even back like 2010, 2011, like we would have. So I'll give them an example. When we were, I can think of two examples. When we were fucking in the car trying to drive from party to party, like
the house parties.
Where do we go? Because house parties back in the day, like that's what you did, you know?
Yeah.
And so basically, long story short, we've spent literally the 12 o'clock, oh, Happy New Year hour in the car, maybe
two on or multiple occasions.
Yes, on multiple occasions. And the ones that are coming back to me are when we were driving to the parties, but especially when we were in Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
And we were fucking like, yeah, we're going to go to Tahoe, whoop-de-whoop, have
a good
time.
It's going to be a blast. Like, there's like tons of stuff to do. Like, there's definitely going to be somewhere for us to be, like a party, something going down.
We have to find something.
It's Tahoe, like hello.
Exactly. So mind you, we get there. It's -4 degrees, like beyond freezing.
You're not prepared for that at all.
At all. We had like a pair of jeans on and a fucking windbreaker jacket, but what is that gonna do? So long story short, it was like 12 o'clock and we were literally just sitting in the parking lot.
Of a casino. Next to a light pole.
And at 12 o'clock, we looked at each other talking about, I can't believe this is what we're doing. Yeah. But it's like, the casino was right there. We really could have got out, could have been a part of something. Like, that was our choice, I feel. Because it was like our comfort zone. Like,
it was just weird. Like, it was just, I don't know.
So long story short, you guys, this is now, I don't know how many years I spent New Year's, bringing in the New Year's with my best friend, but as you can see, we're not doing much, but we're having a grand old time.
Right, you're all I need.
This is perfect. So since we were talking about the parties and stuff, do you want to go ahead and give them some insight to one of the New Year's parties and craziness?
Back in the day, like, that has been 2010, right?
I think you had your Altima.
No, it was my black 5-speed Honda Civic.
Really? Mm-hmm. I knew it was something black.
Because I remember it was a stick shift
and me and Britt just stuffed away in the back.
So we were like leaving a house party, going to another one, like San Ho. We would get like tons of text messages to everybody's cell phone, just with addresses, like this house party, that house party. So we were going to one of them, you know, and it was New Year's Eve, and I was driving fast, like per use.
Drunk.
I'm pretty sure we were on like Monterey Road, like where tons of cops always are, like, duh.
Oh yeah, when she said San Ho, for y'all who don't know, that's like San Jose, Bay Area, California.
Where we grew up.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were on Monterey Road, and the cop, you know, we were going straight, and the cop was like perpendicular to us at a stop light. So we like flew past him, and I saw him as we were, you know, going through the
stoplight.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. Mm. So I see him, and he's like, bleep, bleep. You know, turns on his lights, like, and I see him. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys, absolutely not. Like, I'm not about to get a DUI. Like, we have like booze in the car. Like, dude, all of us are freaking drunk. Like, no, this is not what's going on. So yeah, dude, exactly. That's
what, like, I talk about young and dumb. That, like, part. Because now we would never make those type of decisions.
No,
to, like,
I wouldn't be driving drunk.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We wouldn't make those types of decisions. So, yeah, like, it's horrible.
Don't drink and drive.
We were so wild when we were kids.
But, like, you know, we learned from our mistakes.
Did we?
And our experiences. Did we? Look at us. We're drinking at home. We're not going anywhere. Like,
cheers to that, best
and
friend.
And all, like, the craziness for New Year's Eve. Like, there's crazy people out.
Yeah, no, I, like, for people who do go out, personally, I would love to have one of those, you know, Happy New Year experiences. New Year's, yeah, like, but it, I feel like it's just way too much to deal with, and the way that the world is nowadays, like, it's just unsafe, really.
Yeah, it's just unsafe. Yeah. Whether, like, whenever there's a group of people, there's always, like, that risk of, I don't know, somebody knowing about it who's wants to do bad things.
Well, in 2021, going into 2022, if there's a big group, like you said, there's risk of COVID variants coming.
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking of, like, shootings. And
well,
stuff,
yeah, and then bombings. That's what I'm saying. There's so many different things. It's the COVID. It's the robbings. It's the shootings. It's the fucking...
But let's talk about lighter things.
Okay. Okay, I like that. We were just on that topic randomly. I don't know why.
I know. Oh, like the drinking at home. Like being here.
Oh, being smart, making smart decisions. Yeah. So on a lighter note, best friend, how do you feel right now? How are you feeling?
I feel pretty tipped.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers again. It is currently 7:15, you guys. We have 4 hours and 45 minutes left of the year.
2021. Let's talk about 2021.
I'm glad you got it there, best friend. Let's fucking talk about 2021. So 2021, jeez, what a fucking time to be alive.
Yeah, a lot is different. I saw this list the other day on Facebook of all these things that didn't exist, like it said 10 or 15 years ago or something like that. And it was literally things that I use now on a daily basis.
Like what? Besides
Google, Amazon, like Bluetooth speakers, Wi-Fi.
Instacart or something. Venmo or whatever. Yeah,
just things that are so practical. Wow. And it was like, oh my God, literally every single thing on that list. I was like, I have that. I do that. I use that.
Like, but then that you got to really insane. Think, like, best friend, like, I think me and you were driving somewhere the other day, and I was telling you, like, our family, our parents, our grandparents, they grew up to when computers were discovered and TV was discovered. And at first it was black and white, and then it turned to color TV.
Even us, like, we saw a lot of things happen. Remember, like,
the microwave, like, and so my question here, the reason I'm saying this, so so 5-10 years from now, based on all of the things that we currently have, what can you imagine 5-10 years from now that, like, we don't have?
Well, let me just say, I've been making this joke literally my whole life, and I saw it come to life on Facebook the other day. I was blown away. Jaw on the floor. No, this dude had a jetpack.
You can fly, a personal fly.
Yes, he had a jetpack. And I've always been like, when somebody's like... Well, they
have water jetpacks.
No. He, on the ground. Oh, no, but I'm saying this guy, he was on the ground, like standing on the blacktop, had a freaking jetpack, those two things in his hands, you know.
And
like,
they just boom.
And it was just...
But that I would be scared, to be honest.
Oh, I would be shitting bricks.
I would be terrified.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm going to go flying into the fucking building and, like, fall three stories down.
Yeah, but, like, it's, like, that's... It's happening. Like, it's... We're that advanced.
So, I can say... So I go back to like Back to the Future, the movie and stuff.
Yeah, I just watched that a couple weeks ago.
And it's just like some of the stuff then like is now kind of coming to life.
Yeah.
And even those shoes came to life. Like that Nike really brought those shoes to life, Marty's shoes to life.
Yeah.
And I do believe that there will be in my lifetime, and I'll be 30 next month. I believe in my lifetime there will be space travel.
Well, there already is Elon Musk, and
where like
they went,
citizens can go. Citizens,
freaking
like,
William Shatner went up there. He's a citizen. He's
who
nobody.
The fuck is that?
He's an actor.
He's an actor.
But I'm saying he's like
not for like thousands of dollars.
Like a blue collar, normal person.
Like maybe like a $9.99 3-day trip.
$9.99. Oh, I
like that. No, like a more feasible. Like,
sale.
Just $10.
Like, shit. Let me go once a day.
I'm going to go once a week. Hold on.
Let me stay up here. How long can I stay up here? Let me know.
No, I was talking about like $1,000. But like, okay. I do believe that. I mean, that's a long time. I hope to live at least another 30 to 40 years. And I think we'll see so much
change.
That's it. I mean, with my condition and stuff, like, I would be happy to get to 60, 75.
That's right.
Like,
I'm not going to go through that young with you. Absolutely.
I hate it, too, that I fuck with my head so much, too. And I'm going to probably be this 80-year-old man where I'm like, wow,
like,
I can't
so
believe
healthy.
I made it to 80.
Like, everything. Like, I don't
But am
even...
I? Like, I smoke every day. Like every fucking day I smoke at least 2 or 3 blunts, and it's like really bad.
I mean, you should definitely
at least
stop
maybe go joint
blunts.
Wise. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why I tell you. Like, I hate blunts. Yeah. I hate like anything tobacco. Like, one, I don't like how it makes me feel, like tobacco in general. Two, I know how bad it is for you.
You like, do. You're the fucking respiratory doctor. So like
respiratory therapist and not a doctor.
Respiratory
Please.
Therapist. Best doctor. Friend, you're going to school and you're literally months away from graduating, and I feel like you're gonna be like, oh, a doctor's assistant, but still, like,
yeah,
you're like you're that girl.
I'm excited.
You guys, so my best friend's graduating next year and she's been going to school. I mean, we're almost 30. And we graduated like over 10 years ago. So like, I'm so proud of her. So proud of her. And I know this is a real major accomplishment that she's been literally, you guys, day and night, Monday through Sunday, doesn't matter the fucking time. Like, this bitch is totally, like, she told me straight up when she started these last 2 years, like, she said, best, I'm not going to be able to travel. I'm not going to be able, or travel like I used to. I'm not going to be able to do the things I used to and go out and all this new stuff. And I was like, we'll make it work, girl. We'll make it work.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't really believe me to the extent.
Mm-hmm, but no, now seeing her and how far she's really, like, was stern with herself and didn't get sidetracked or... Even if she did have a break or something, she still, excuse me, it wasn't that long of a break for her to go across country or something. So, long story short, she's graduating in next summer, 2022.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We're about to enter that year. So, cheers to you in that, Bess.
Woo,
I'm so
you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm just excited. Wanted the world to know.
Excited.
Cheers. And, yeah, so let's go into 2021, Bess. Top 3 memorable sex moments of 2021.
Wow. Let's see. Jeez.
You weren't expecting that.
I was not expecting that.
You don't want me to take it there. Maybe.
Let me like warm up to that.
Okay. Maybe. Top. What was your favorite place you hiked in 2021?
Favorite place I hiked. Oh, I loved when we went to Sedona.
Okay. That was really beautiful. Cool. Devil's Bridge in Sedona, yeah. Arizona. That was nice.
That was my first time going there. That was great.
Mm-hmm. I did like that too.
I also liked, I went on like a little solo, like it wasn't really a hike. It was kind of like a walk hike, but I took my dog Bentley with me, my dog's son.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, it was close to my house, but it was around this like little lake. That was cool. That was nice. Cause I never usually like do things on my own like that. And it was nice. Like,
so you don't like to do things like that on your own or like anything like eating out or movies or.
I usually don't. You're really good at that. I feel like I should be better at that, but you know, that's like a level that people have to get to, you know, a level of, I don't know what, I can't pinpoint the word, but yeah,
you got it in you.
And like those people who like do that, like, I like, that's so cool. You know,
well,
like,
Bess, you got it in you. You can do that too. Like I know things like, you know, I travel around the, I mean, you travel around the world too, but not solo and stuff. But
correct.
It's different when you're a woman and, you know.
Yeah, that's so another that's factor also. Huge.
And that's understandable. Yeah. Okay, let's say most fuckboy memorable moment of 2021.
Oh, God. Most? I don't know if I could,
the
like,
most memorable,
pinpoint
like, okay, the top three.
Because,
because you was dealing with
them. I mean, good Lord. Can a girl, like, have a break? Like, is it my, like, what is it, like, radar of that?
Best friend,
just
you,
so
I'm telling
off.
You, like, my best friend. Oh my gosh. I don't even know
I don't
if
even
it's,
have words.
If, it might be more than one hand, and that's not no disrespect or anything, but it's just like she's freeing herself and having options or whatever, but, or maybe I can count on one hand. Either way, the people, like, you were dealing with some dog ass niggas this year.
Seriously.
Like, and I just hate that for you because I know how much, like, you just want. Not necessarily the marriage thing, but you, bitch, you just want to have a fucking companion where you, and not your best friend.
Like,
and it
yeah.
not be me.
Yeah.
Like,
can
know?
I have somebody I could talk to, have a good time with, like, and make me feel good? Like, yeah. Is that so much to ask for? My goodness.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. And I feel like a lot of us are going through that at this time in our lives. Like, it's a weird, how our society is and how the world is. It's a weird time to, like, date and meet people and, like, talk to people you've never talked to before. And, like, it's not the same. Like,
it's all dating apps.
Yeah, like, nobody walks to somebody up to somebody because, like, it's just the fear of rejection. Everybody's afraid to be rejected. Like, nobody can say that they're not, you know?
I love if somebody approaches me, like, that shows me that you're confident and I'm going to. The fact that you approached me, like, I'm impressed because I feel like I don't get approached.
Right. Approach. I will say, in this year, I've, like, went out of my comfort zone, and two different times, on two different occasions, I, like, went out and gave a man my number. And I've never done that before. I've never had the balls to do that before.
Okay.
And...
So how did that go? Like, you just wrote it down? You were out? Like...
So the first time I was, like, out with my girl, we were having, like, dinner and drinks. And there's this guy, I think he was, he worked at the restaurant, and he was kind of walking back and forth from the, like, hostess podium to, like, the back. I don't really know what he was doing. But he kept, like, kind of giving me the eye. And I was, like, asking my girl, I was like, hey, like, is it just me? And she was like, no. Like, I see
oh,
that
I remember
too.
This
and I was
story.
Like, okay, cool. So I was sitting there forever, finished our food, finished our drinks, just sitting there like idiots. Like, oh my gosh, I can't do it, but I want to. I can't do it, but I want to. You know?
You had that feeling. Like, I just have
but
to.
But yeah, like, if I wouldn't have done it, I would have gone home
so
and, like,
mad.
Been pissed at myself.
I'll
like,
never
you dumbass.
See him again.
Yeah, you know, like, even if I did and he didn't call me, I'd be in the same position I am now. Why didn't he just do it?
Mm.
So I found a piece of paper in my purse. I wrote my number. And I was like, okay. Let's go. Like, I have to do it. Let's go. And she was like, okay, let's go. So she walked out first. Or, like, she, you know, she was in front of me. And then I just saw him. And I was like, here, like, I want to give this to you. You know, have a good night. And
dang,
I just, like, walked away hella
shit.
Fast.
So
yes,
did he call
stupid.
You?
So I didn't hear from that guy. So I just told my girl. I was like, let's just.
But don't you, didn't you feel proud of yourself for putting yourself out there though? Yeah, At least I tried.
It was like a good feeling to do that.
Yeah,
like,
I've done that too. And it is a good feeling. Because you're right. Nobody does like rejection, but at least you can say and have the dignity to say, I tried.
Right. And I just told myself, I was like, oh, he has a girlfriend. Like, whatever.
That's
so, like, a good I don't know anything about him. Right, he could, like, you know, whatever.
You have no idea who he is.
So then the second time I was at this, like, small, like, dive bar, karaoke bar, like, with my friends. And there was this, like, hot guy at the bar by himself, like, jeans, white t-shirt, like, nice. He was just good looking. And nice. I could tell that he was, like, by himself. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know. And I, my friends were singing a couple songs. Then I finally, like, had a couple drinks. So I was like, okay, like,
I'm a little
like, sing a song, like, with you, girl. So I was singing a song with my girl. And he was just, like, watching us, you know, like, intently. And I was like, okay. So we were leaving. And I walked up to him. And I was like, hey, like, I wanted to introduce myself. My name's Gabby. And, you know, I think you're really handsome.
You were that bold.
Yeah. Because I had like some, bitch, I had enough drinks to do karaoke. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and I had to do better than the first time. I was like, obviously that didn't work. Like, I need to take a different approach. Let me try something else.
Okay. So, hi, my name is Gabby.
Yeah. And I was like, I think you're really handsome. And I wanted to give you my number. Like, here. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, cool. Thanks. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. Like, I'm going to go. My friends are waiting for me. See you later. And then, like, he hit me up that night. I got a text from him that night.
Oh, my God.
And we, like, talked a little bit.
Weren't you with?
And
did you ever hook up with him?
No. I never met up with him again. We just were kind of on different pages in our lives. And it wouldn't have worked out. But
you were with me when I gave somebody my number, right? We were out having drinks like at Tacos and More or something downtown. And remember, old boy was kicking it with his girl behind us at the table behind us. It was me and you right here, like here. And then this is them behind them. And I was like, man, he keeps looking at me like,
what is Tacos and More?
It might not have been Tacos and More. Or it might have been Tequilas and More or something. Like, or Margaritas
More. What city?
Downtown Phoenix.
Oh.
It was me and you, and then it was the guy, the black guy and the black girl behind them. And they were like...
Was it like an outdoor, indoor,
yes,
like kind of clubby?
And
okay,
I
know,
he
I
was
remember.
Cute, and...
I think I remember
and
this.
And like, I was like, are they boyfriend or are they girlfriend? And you were like,
yes,
no,
yes, I remember
they can't
this.
Be. They're probably like us, best friends.
Yes.
And then like...
Didn't they like end up sitting with us or something like that?
No,
or?
No, that was in Mexico. That was those random people.
But okay, but no, but we started talking to them.
We did start talking to
them.
Okay,
I remember.
Oh, and then I gave him my number
and
I said, hit me
something.
Up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
and I said, hit me up. And
we
bitch,
were like, what are you guys doing for the rest of the night type of thing? Like, yes, I remember.
And he never
now.
Hit me up. And I felt so bold that I actually tried.
Yeah,
and, like,
we were like,
I was
waiting.
So disappointed. We were definitely waiting all night long. Like, I was so disappointed he didn't answer.